Parshas Kedoshim, Mitzvah Sfiras Oimer. Stay like this, the Gemara. Gufo Barabai, Mitzvah Lemim Niyom, Mitzvah Lemim Nishvui. The morning of Samechvah Menoches, Rabon de Beravashi, Mon Yom, Mon Nishvui, Amemir, Man Yoimi, Count the Days of Lemon Nishvui, Mazech Lamidash, who sees the Chavidash is only the Rabon. So that's Machloikis, Amemir Rabbi, is it the Raisa or the Rabon and Bismanazeh? So the Raman Paskin Sfiras Oimer Bismanazeh is the Raisa. On the Sefer Achinuch, our Sefer Achinuch says the mitzvah Sfiras Oimer is midoraisa bisman abayis, bisman azeh, that there's no oimer, is midarabon bechol moka fir shein oimer. That is the shita. Mechas Chinuch asks, if indeed the Sefer Achinuch holds the mitzvah Zohar Darabonan, why doesn't he quote the Rambam that argues Rambam holds the Raisa? The Sefer Minchas Chinuch had a different girsa, and the different girsa was that at the end, it appears that the Sefer Chinuch is actually choizer, because it says, we have bisman abayis. But in the Sefer Minchas Chinuch had a girsa, v'lo sofer emeilu, bitel aseh. So it's mashed that it's mevatel mitzvah aseh, bisman abayis. Even shlo bisman abayis. He must have just said the Rabbonan. So he is mitaket, he changes the girsa to conform that it's only the Rabbonan, but he asks Akasha, the choir, if it's only the Rabbonan, how is it possible? Now, the Sefer Achinuch, in the first edition, his girsa is the following. Says the Sefer Achinuch in this first girsa, Mitzvah Sfira Saoimer, and he says, V'noheges Yishor Shea Mitzveh, Midini Mitzveh, V'noege mitzvah sfira soimer midoraisa bechol mokim bischorim. He holds like the Ram, so that answers the kasher, doesn't answer it. V'oiver alzev lo sofar yom imeilu bitel aseh. And it doesn't qualify, that's only bisman abayis, bisman zed rabonim. So that is shittas achinuch. So shittas achinuch, it depends on the girsa, if he holds is the raisa bisman azeh, only the rabonim. But clearly there is a mitzvah, if it's the raisa, there's a mitzvah limim ne yoimei, and a mitzvah limim ne shvuei. There's a mitzvah to count days and to count weeks. Now, in the tzuras ha-mitzvah, what is the mitzvah to count days and to count weeks? So, the Rabbi Yeruchim told us on the Vachava, says the following, that the mitzvah to count days, the mitzvah to count weeks, it depends. The mitzvah to count days is for sure the raisa no matter when. The mitzvah to count weeks is Tolu and Doimer, and that is the mitzvah de Rabbanan. That's why the Gemara says, Amima counted days and didn't count weeks. And it says, because it's Zecher Lamikdash, because the mitzvah to count weeks is only Bizman Hamikdash. And it says, is Mukha from the Psukim, because the Pasuk says, Usvatem Lochem Ocho Shabbos, Mioim Aviachem Esomarat Nufa, Sheva Shabbos Est Mimo Istiena. And that's from when? Mioim Aviachem Esomarat Nufa. The Lashon HaPasuk is the following in Parshas Emor. Usfartem lochem mimochras haShabbos miyoyim aviyachem esoyim eratnufa sheva shemoses mizdiena. And that's miyoyim eratnufa. Ad mimochras haShabbos haShviish tpiru chamishim yoyim. Says the Torah of Chava should have been ad mochras haShabbos. What ad mimochras? Meaning until the cheshbon which comes mimochras haShabbos, and that is mimochras haShabbos, meaning from the first day of Pesach, independent of Tnufa, tisperu chamishim yoim. So chamishim yoim is tolui mimochras haShabbos. Shvuas is tolui from Moshe Kot. Shvuas is tolui from Yom Aviyachem Esoyim Ratnufa. That's why the pasuk divides. Ad miyoim aviyachem esoyim eratnufa is sheva shabos is miyo is tiena. Ad mimochras, until the end of the count, which is mimochras haShabbos, tisperu chamishim yom, that's the tzvir of chamishim yom. That's why he says, that's why we don't make a brocha bizman hazeh on Sfiras HaShavuos. He says, why not? Because Sfiras HaShavuos now is only the Rabbanan. That's what the Amimar says, is Zeichel HaMikdash. So mitzvah limim niyom, mitzvah limim nishvui, the two mitzvahs bizman abayis. And that's what the Amimar says, bizman hazeh is mon yoim v'lo mon nishvui, says, because in the bayis of Mikdash, it says, how today we are counting shvuos, not counting shvuos, says the Rabbi Yeruchim. Because we say, well, hayom achad eser yom, shem shavu echad v'arba yomim loimer. So you're not counting that today is a Shavua. You're saying today is 11 days, which is a weekend. What means which is? Which is should have been Hayoim Shiva Yomim, Ve Hayoim Shavua Echad. He says, in the Chemayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, you did two countings, the days and the counting of Shavuos. And perhaps the counting of Shavuos is only once every week. But Bizman HaZeh, Zecher LaMikdash, that's what the Mimar has to say. He counts days and he counts the weeks as part of the count of the days because it's only the Rabbanan, because only the counting of days is the Raisa. But Bizman HaMikdash, you made two countings, Hayoim Shiva Yomim, Ve Hayoim Shavu Echad. Two separate countings, and you actually made two brachas. Bizman HaZeh, only the Sfira Sayomim is the Raisa, the Sfira Sashvuas is not the Raisa, and the Sfira Shvuah, only Zech LaMikdash, we make it as part of the counting of the days. That's why it's not set a brocha. That's why we also say Hayoim Shiva Yomim Shehem Shavua Echad, not as a separate count, but as an extension of the counting of the days. That is with the Shita Sarabin Yerucham. Now, the Or Sameach says, even though, why Bizman HaMikdash is Shavua, and Bizman, and the Shavuos is Tol Bizman HaMikdash, and Bizman HaZeh is Tol and Yomim? He says, even though it's Soyd Hashem Lileyo, because it doesn't make sense, he says, but the Choyre, he could understand why, because the Gemara in Rosh Hashana says that Kodesh Yomim, you count days, and you have a Yom Tov of days. But the Gemara asks one second, you Chag Shavuos is called Chag HaShavuos, it's not called Chag HaYomim. So it's mashma that if you count days, you should have a yontov which is a day, not a week. So this says the Gemara, no, you have a yontov of a week, because if you forgot to bring the korban, the korban riyah and the korban chagiga has tashlumim for 7 days, and if yontov falls on Shabbos, then you cannot bring it as riyah and as chagiga. So you in Shabbos chagiga, so you bring it afterwards. So this is a yontov. So says the. Says the what you call the Osamech. You see the two Yom Tov according to the Gemara. There's the Yom Tov of the one day, which is the Chag HaAtzeres, and there's the Yom Tov of a week, which is Tashlumim. So that's why you count days for the Yom Tov of one day, and you count Shavuos for the concept of Tashlumim. So here, the Yom Tov of Tashlumim is on the Gerah of Mishamikdash. Then is Nogia to be a Yontov for Tashlumim. When there's no Korban, it's not Nogia. So Mimela makes a lot of sense here in Yerucham. Rabbi Yerucham tells you that if you count days, it means Bizman Shalom Bishamikdash because there's a Yontov. And that Yontov is not called Shavuos, it's called Atzeres. Masha'inken, if you count Shavuos, is only Nogia to the Yontov of a week. That's Nogia Legabit Tashlumim of the Korban. And that's why it's only Nogia, Bizman Abayis. So therefore, the Yontov of Shavuos, there are two Yomim Tovim. There's a Yontov of days and the Yontov of Shavuos, and the Yontov of Shavuos is only Chal Bizman HaBayis. That's why Rabbi Yerucham says that the counting of Shavuos is only Bizman HaBayis. So Mimela makes a givaldic amount of sense. But the question needs to be asked, why? So it comes out there are two Yom Tov Shavuos. There is a Yom Tov of days, Yom Tov Shavuos, and that Yom Tov of Shavuos, which leads to a weak Yom Tov, it's only Nogia Legabi Bisamigdash. You see, Legabi Bisamigdash, if you forgot to make Shechion in one day, you should be able to make a Shechion on the rest of the days of the week, because it's the Yontov of a week, according to this Rabbi Yerucham. Right? It's a Givaldik Yechidush. But why? Why Bisamigdash is Mechaiva Yontov of a week, and Bechutz, when you have no Bisamigdash, is only Yontov of a day? And what does that mean, the two separate countings? Two separate countings is Masha, two separate avoiders. What is the avoid of counting a week? And what's the yontov of a week? And why there is a yontov of a week on the Beis HaMikdash? And also, legabi, the yontov of a week is on legabi tashlumi. Why not stam? And makes a difference in Kedushas HaYom. He wants to say, that's a pshat nimoimet kotin, that Bashaul holds that to be doicha velu shiva. What days are doicha velus? So Rabba Shaul Shita is Bizman HaMikdash, 7 days are doicha velus. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim is only one day. Why? According to him, it's very geshmak, because the reason when the Beis HaMikdash is Kaim, you have a yontov of a week, legabi tashlumim, so therefore it's doicha velus for a week. Legabi when the Beis HaMikdash is not Kaim, you have only a yontov of one day. So the question is why? Why there is such a thing as a yontov of a week and a yontov of a day? Why dafka Bizman Beis HaMikdash there is a yontov of a week, and that expresses itself in tashlumim? Question one. Okay, that is Shita Sarvin Yerucham. So there are two mitzvahs, two separate mitzvahs, one Bizman HaMikdash, one Shlo Bizman HaMikdash. Now, on the opposite extreme is Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam means that that's only one mitzvah, and you only make a brocha. So he says, what's the pshat? He says, mitztavinu veda. So he says like this. Now, v'al itocha omar mitzvah limim niyo mitzvah limim nishvuei. No, he says like this, I'm sorry. V'kach mono isa says like this. And he says, is mitzvah achas kmo shebiarnu, ונוחנו משוס, ועליתך אומר מצווה למים ניום מצווה למים נשבוי ותחשו שם שתי מצווס, דונת עשו בדי דעתו מצווס. לפי שכל חלק וכן מקרה מצווה שיש לחלוק, כי מצווה לעשות זה חלק מהם, because there are two parts of the same מצווה. So השיט הסרם ומי זה, that's only one מצווה to count days and count weeks. אבל היו נעשו שתי מצווס, דרדה, and it's like this. והראיה, והראיה כמה שאנו מוינים גם את השבועות בכל לילה. The riot that that's not a separate mitzvah is because we count weeks. Not we don't count weeks. We count weeks every single night. That's part of the counting of the days. Beomrim l'shem kach v'kach shvuos v'kach v'kach yomim. Ve'lo shvuos mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. The weeks would have been a separate counting. Lo yumateak nim noitzam elai b'lili shvuos b'lo. So they should have counted only the weeks because it's not a new week. Every week is 1 week and 4 days. והיו נקבועים לשתי ברוכס, and number two, הוא דמין שתי ברוכס, כאשר קדשן בצוות הספירס היומים, והספירס השבועס. אלא מצווה היא ספירס היומר, הוא שבוע כמו שציבה. So the mitzvah is to count days, and the days in relation to the weeks. That's why you count not the weeks, you count the days as part of the weeks. You count the days as days, as days part of the weeks, ואין הנושא בכל מצווה זו. So שיטה סרם במי זה, there's no two mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah to count. It's a mitzvah to count as days, and as days as part of a week. It's not a separate mitzvah to count weeks. It's to count days as part of a week. So it comes out, the mitzvah is only one mitzvah, which is to count days. There are two pratim. One prat is to count the days as individual units, and it's to count the days as part of a week. So it's only one mitzvah, it makes no difference between mikdash, lo bisman mikdash, it's a rabbi, it's all the rice, and so the sefer achiduch is possible that. By the way, some people want to say that the gears of the minchas chinuch that he had, that's only the rabbonan, and still if you mevatel yomim is the rice, it could be that the mincha, the sefer achiduch, according to the gears, that chozak ben yerucham, that the rabbonan is the counting of weeks, but yomim is the rice. But Shitas HaRambam is the opposite extreme. The mitzvah is to count days. You count days as individual, you count days as part of the week structure. Now the question is why? Why is a mitzvah to count days as part of the week structure? That's why Shitas HaRambam means that you count weeks every day. You say today is 10 days, which is 7 days, and a week and 3 days. So why is that? Why is that a mitzvah to count days as part of a week structure? Why is that such a mitzvah? So the Kuntram is also schwer to understand what's the idea. And it's interesting that Shavuos is called Chag HaShavuos, right? Even though the Shavuos is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, it's only days in the context of weeks. Why? So that's number two. And the number three shita is the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi holds Taki not like Ben Yerucham. That indeed we don't pass Rabbi Yerucham, but he holds that the mitzvah is like Rabbi Yerucham says. There's a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks. They are either two mitzvahs, but they are two separate components. It's not to count days in the context of weeks like the Rambam, but the mitzvah to count days and the mitzvah to count weeks. Nafkimina says to Beis Halevi, what happens if you forgot to count one of the days? You cannot make a bracha on the days. But he says, but the mitzvah weeks, you still have that part of the mitzvah. So when he completes a week, that 1 week, and you see the second week, you will be able to make a bracha every week as you finish the counting of the weeks, unless you miss the counting of a week. So there's a mitzvah to count days, and there's a mitzvah to count weeks. There are two parts of the same mitzvah. It's not like the Rambam holds that days in context of weeks. It's two parts, mitzvah to count days and mitzvah to count weeks. Nafkimina says him that if you forgot to make a broch, that you can't make a broch on the days, you should be able to make a broch on the counting of the weeks, and that's the mitzvah of Siman HaMetes. Now, the question that still remains is, what does that mean? There's a mitzvah to count days and to count weeks. What's the significance to count weeks? Why is that important? So according to the Rabbi Yerucham, the Kasha is unbelievable. Why is there a yontov of weeks? What does that mean? Why Dafka Bisban Besamikdash? According to the Rambam Mishver, why the counting of days has to be in the context of weeks? What does it add? What's the message? What's the inyan? And if you hold the two separate mitzvahs, why indeed there's two separate mitzvahs according to Beis Halevi? Okay, so those are the three kashas. To answer all of this, you have to go to the Gemara of Samechei in Menoches. The Gemara of Samechei in Menoches quotes the famous machlokes between the Baitusim and the Prushim. That we all know that they made a separate yontav, which is so interesting. It says, "Mitmanya be'yav asoif moyada," from the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach, which is was 7 days before Pesach. Chag de shvuah de lo lemispat. That's a yontav of Shavuos that in Megillah Stein it says you cannot fast on those days. Why? Shai Beitusim or Minimatzeres Achara Shabbos, because Beitusim said Shavuos has to always be on Sunday, right? It starts counting after Sunday. Nitpar Rabbi Yochanan Bezakeh, and that time the Prushim were able to go ahead and to take over the Beis Hamikdash and to reinstitute Shavuos any day of the week. So they made a Yom Tov of a week before Pesach to go ahead and to commemorate that. Why did they make a week before Pesach? Which is interesting in itself. But the Otzabach likes Rabbi Yochanan Bezakeh, because Rabbi Yochanan Bezakeh was able to be Menatzeach, he was able to win over the what you call the Tzukim. So he met one of the Tzukim and says, Oshoiti, minay lachem. So he asked him, why do you do this? Why do you have Shavuos always on a Sunday? Lo yada mechot, until zoken echad. שמפת בקבעו ממוש רבינו אויב ישראל, עצה מוש רבינו זה אויב ישראל, וידע שיצר את יום אחד, ינו יצר את זה only one day, עומד ותקנה אחר השבס, and he made it as an extension of Shabbos, he wanted to go a long weekend, he made an extension of Shabbos, כדי שישראל מסעד משני יומים. So what did he answer to him? קור עליו בקרה זה אחד, עשי יום אחד דרך הסעיר, meaning class, so could have gone to Eretz Yisrael in 11 days. Moshe Rabbeinu Ohev Yisrael, if he was Ohev Yisrael, Lama Yichra Bamidbar Boim Shana, why did he take them into the Midbar for 40 years? Is a raya that Moshe Rabbeinu, quote unquote, was not Ohev Yisrael like that. And the question is, what does that mean? You're right, that he was trying to just bamboozle them, but what does that mean? 11 days he could have gone, and he went for 40 years? What does he have to do with Yom HaShavuos? But the answer is very simple. The idea of counting days is that you make every day something very specific. You specify, you take the glob of time and you make the concept of mispar is to come in to put boundaries, to put limits, to put definition. The concept of mispar comes from the idea of sfar. Sfar are the cities on the boundaries, setting boundaries. When you put numbers, you turn every single thing into a structure. You make it a unit. The idea is safer, right? Which puts things into context. It's the same. Ramesh always quotes the Tikkun Zohar is Begimatria Hashem, because it tells you what it is. It defines, it gives a definition. That's the idea of Mispah. But individual numbers, individual days, is when you go ahead and you set a structure for the day. You go ahead and you put boundaries on the day. That the time is something that you account for. But that is individual days. But the idea is that seven always represents a total, a unit together that allows you to create an emergence. Emergence is the idea that you have units, but the whole is larger than the sum of the parts. It emerges into a higher structure. And the reason is because seven, it always, the idea is of six. In a world which is three-dimensional, both in time and in space, with double side in the world of Ribui, six represents the world of physical. Seventh is called the space, it's called the perspective, it's called the Nekuda, is the Shem Hashem, which gives meaning and connects everything together. So if you give a structure on a daily basis, that you give a boundary on a daily basis, that is a structure. But to give meaning, to connect, to create a unit that transcends, that emerges to something higher, you need a number of seven. That's why Reb Tzadok always says everything is a multiple of seven. Reb Tzadok says that you have, says Reb Tzadok in Yisrael Kedoshim, in Daf Samech, it says always, the Mispar Shever is Koil Kol HaKoyches, because Yadua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with six Koyches, which is the six Midas, which is called something called the Zoh, and Malchus, which is Me'ached, and gives meaning and connects and transcends those six Koyches, which is the number seven. And he says, number seven is everything. What Lemoshal? There are seven Shemus Yetzer Hara. Right, there are seven times of Kedusha in the Jewish calendar, which is Shabbos, Yom Kippurim, Yom Tov Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. Kedusha Samokim also from the Choyim of the Beis Hamikdash, from the walls until Kedush HaKadoshim, there are seven levels. Seven is the idea of six, which relates to the physical structure, and one, which is Malchus, which is the perspective, which connects and gives meaning to the six together. That's why the Nanuim are always six, but there's always a seventh, which there's no Nanua, which is the Shem Hashem, that gives meaning, that's Miyachad everything, which is the concept of the days of the week, right? You have 6 days of week, versus a Kom Lachtecha, and Shabbos gives meaning, gives a perspective, gives a transcendence to the other six. So seven create a week. A week is not a natural phenomenon. The only natural phenomenon you could have is basically the phases of the moon. But even that is not 7 days. 7 days is a construct that we humans were able to create. And the idea is that we're able to take the 6 days with a seventh, which gives meaning, which gives representation, which allows it to transcend, to emerge it into a higher structure. To turn days into weeks is taking units and transcending into a higher level, into something which is unified with something which is consilient. That is the avoid of the weeks. What Torah does, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. On the natural world, there is a world, and Shabbos is natural, which is the seventh day that creates the meaning to the world. Torah gave us, as humans, the ability to give a higher meaning that Torah gives a meaning to the world. And that's done by the Odom. That's Torah Shebaal Peh, that's the Havona, and that is the message of Shavuos. That we are given the ability to create weeks through our work, through our experience, to create and give meaning to the world, which is not only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Sheishes and Mibreishes, but it's our avoida, it's our contribution. That's the idea of the innovation and the creativity of Torah Shebaal Peh. The machloek has been the Tzdukim and the Prushim, says Reb Tzadik. Look at the Mamorim, that's exactly the machloekes. The Tzdukim held that the Kedusha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what is established is established. And therefore, the weeks that you create towards Kabbalah Satorah are weeks that start on Sunday. They're not new weeks. It's a weeks that the seventh day Shabbos is the subject, which is Kavua Vekaima. Chazal tell you the whole koyach, the whole chidush of Torah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Tachtoinim. Right? That's what the Malachim wanted. And Torah was, it was given to us. That we create a week. It's not the natural week. We give the meaning ourselves. So we can create a week starting on Monday, or starting on Tuesday, or starting on Thursday. We can create a week. So that's good for the Machloikas. And that's good for the Taina. They said that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Moshe of Israel, and he created Shavuos as an extension of Shabbos. Says the Bichem Ben Zaka, no. You realize that the time to go to Eretz Yisrael is 11 days. With our own actions, we turn this into 40 years. So you see that we control the structure of time. We create the structure of meaning. That if we do what's right, we can go in 11 days. And if we do what's wrong, we turn 11 days into 40 years. So the idea is that we create and we superimpose the idea of weeks. So the weeks is the ability to take units of structured days into something which transcends, something which emerges into a concept of Kedusha and meaning that gives perspective to the everything which is the physical world that we live in. And the Chidush of Torah is that we have the ability to create our own. We can create weeks starting on Tuesday, starting on Wednesday. And what gives meaning today is not the Shabbos, which is Kviya Vekaima, but it's a meaning that we give through Torah, through Torah Shebaal Peh, which is Nikne to the Tachtoinim. So Mimir is very geschmack. That's Machloikes. Clearly, weeks is what turns days into something. Shita Sarambam is that days can only be counted in the context of weeks. For us to have a structure, that you have a life that is very structured, is very defined, is very clear, has to be in the context of transcending to something higher. You see, the Shita is so interesting. The Shita's Arvin Yerucham is that in Olam Hazeh, without the Beis Hamikdash, perhaps we're stuck in days. We cannot create that level of transcendence. The transcendence of the Beis Hamikdash will be kind, will be the Tashlumim. That's why it's Tashlumim, because that's Mashlim, the avoided that was done before. I always find this Machloikes. I was telling David,
is taught the machlokes many yeshivas. Some yeshivas say, you know something, we focus on the technicalities, on the mitzvahs, on the shiur, etc. What meaning, what does it take you? When Mashiach will come, we'll know. We'll just do the mitzvahs in the technicality. And that's Rabbi Yerucham, that in this world we focus on the days, on giving the structure of the days. When the Beis Hamikdash is kayim, we transcend into the matzav of weeks, and that's a tashlumim, that's mashlim what was missed before. So that completes, that's why that yontim is a yontim tashlumim, because the weeks are mashlim something that was there before, but that before, the avoidance of yomim, is avoidance which is independent. Siddim, and even the Rambam, always the Rambam, by the way, when wrote the Moreh Nevuchim, he says, you have to do it not Shvisas Aguf, you have to do Shvisas HaNeshama, you have to give meaning. It has to be that all of these technicalities transcend you into a higher level. The days can only be counted in the context of weeks. So the Shitas HaRambam and Shitas Ben Yerucham are totally opposite. Shitas Ben Yerucham is that days are a unit and a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and you have the concept of weeks, and weeks is the goal, but this is mashlim when there is a Beis Hamikdash. Not always you could transcend to that higher level. Shitas HaRambam is that you cannot count days alone. Days are only in the context of weeks. All the technicalities of the mitzvah, if it transcends you to something higher, if it doesn't transcend to something higher, you're missing. It's incomplete. And Shittas HaBeis Halev is in between. That there is a mitzvah yoimim, a mitzvah b'shvui. You could do it today, and that's the ikar of mitzvah to do shvui. But if you do yoimim alone, that itself has a value. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us help us that we should take the avoidas, all the preparation for Torah, is structuring the days, giving definition, accountability, a shame to the days, but taking the days that we do and give accountability to create a unit that creates a concealment, it creates a achdus, it creates a meaning, it connects to Malchus, which is number Shvi, to transcend into Shavuos. And the Yom Tov of Shavuos is ultimately the Yom Tov of Shavuos that allows us to take days and to turn days into weeks.